I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Second down, four, and that is picked off on the play. Grabbed by Geno Stone. Blockers ahead, including Knight. He is in and a pick six.
Brooks was the back. Flacco will go underneath. Oh, it's picked off.
Stone, they stop him again.
How about that?
With
series?
A goal line stand.
They're going to push him, it looks like. May, the shove, the tush push. They're saying he's short. Flacco, oh, they're bringing everybody. Hit as he throws, and broken up, incomplete. Jones knocked it away. Gesicki was in the sights. 18 seconds to go, and that is it. Patriots are going to get their 10th win. They won 8 combined over the last 2 seasons, and they now lead the Buffalo Bills by 2.5 in the AFC East, and they're undefeated at 6-0 on the road.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's Arcan
on WEEI.
Good evening, welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and tonight we are here with you for
60 minutes.
That's exactly right, 60 minutes. Thank you, Meredith Vieira. 60 minutes. And then Monday Night Football. San Francisco 49ers getting a visit from the Carolina Panthers tonight. So keep it right here on WEEI all night long, especially if you had a bad weekend. That's what Monday Night Football is all about, isn't it? I had a decent weekend, brag. But the Patriots, you can also say, had a decent weekend. They're the first 10-win team in the NFL. They escaped a place in Cincinnati that they should not have been sweating as badly as they were. They had opportunities to make this a much more comfortable win than it was. And there was a lot of drama on the field as well. Very busy guy driving that cart. Some injuries that are certainly in the short term going to be challenging, but potentially not long-term problems, which is great. Mixed bag on the side of wins. And one thing that Mike Vrabel said about this year, and so far with a 9-game win streak, it's really the only way to do it. You learn lessons in wins. They're not learning these lessons in losses. They've been learning these lessons in wins. Some of these lessons, though, I'm not sure are sticking. For example, the opening drive, it's not sticking every single week. It's the same thing. Red zone, I believe, is getting worse. When that's what your red zone offense looks like against the worst defense in the NFL, then what else can you say other than that it's not getting any better? I mean, you could say maybe it's staying the same, but when you're having a hard time in the red zone against, I don't know, Cleveland or whatever, against a good team, and then you go to Cincinnati, a team that's letting in over 33 points per game. Over 33 points per game. And you got 26, so, I mean, listen, 19 of them on offense, but still. It was not how I thought that game was going to go. I'm not sure it's how they thought that game was going to go. I don't know that the Bengals thought that game would go that way. That Bengals defense, every single week, they give up about 30, 40 points. They must have been surprised to get to the half. And I know the Patriots scored 17 points in the second quarter, but, you know, they get there and it's like, okay, well, it's not as many as usual. Usually it's a much worse situation. And then in the fourth quarter, really in the entire second half, the Patriots struggled. They struggled on offense. They struggled on offense in the first quarter as well. Bengals pass rush was getting to Drake May. The secondary was covering very well for a team that gives up so many passing yards and so many touchdowns. I was watching them and I was kind of impressed. I was like, wow, you know, they're not rolling over and dying at the very least. You can see they're out there trying. You can see they're out there playing hard. A Bengals team with a defense that badly, you would think at some point would just say, to hell with it, we are what we are. But they took some punches from a very good Patriots offense, I thought, and were able to limit them in a lot of ways. There were a lot of positives from this game. Lots of positives. They won, first of all. But one of the things that impressed me about this win, and has impressed me about a lot of their wins, is different people stepping up. Mike Vrabel's made that speech before in the locker room. He's made that speech. It's someone each day, you know, each week we're going to have somebody else. You're all going to contribute. It's going to be a new name each week. We're all going to be a part of it. We're all going to win these games as a team. He said variations of that. Wasn't exactly what he said, but he said variations of that multiple games. And this was one of the games, since Carlton Davis got here, by far his best game. After that penalty, that defensive pass interference on T. Higgins, Carlton Davis turned into Darrell Revis. I mean, he was incredible down the stretch. Three pass breakups. They were picking on him. They were going right at him. And he did what Christian Gonzalez couldn't do, which was cover that Tinsley kid. He was tall enough that they weren't throwing over his head like they were doing with Marcus Jones, who also had a great play in this game. I don't want to minimize what he did. He also got away with a mugging at the end of this game on Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki could press charges, I think. He might get a DA to take the case. At any rate, it doesn't matter. It's over. Guys are getting beat by practice squatters, and Carlton Davis is out there making plays. I was very impressed by him, and I have not said that much this year. I don't think anybody really has. People talk about him as though he's like the weak link in this big free agent class of Milton Williams and Spillane and Steph Diggs and Morgan Moses and all these other people that got signed, and all of whom have been contributing at a very, very high level. Carlton Davis is sort of the one you look at and go, okay, well, you can't win them all, right? And he was excellent. Excellent yesterday. Oh, was he good. Getting there right in the nick of time. He talked to Doug Kite afterwards. He goes, after that pass interference, like, I got mad. So I went out there and I was playing mad. Play mad every game from here on out, Carlton, please. Play mad. Because I don't know about what's going on with Gonzalez. As much of a positive as Davis was, watching Gonzalez get smoked by that Tinsley kid on a very good throw by Joe Burrow, in fairness. Not Joe Burrow, Joe Flacco, in fairness. Burrow's on my TV screen right now. And is going to be playing on Thursday, just like Petralia said, just like you could probably guess. They're not going to rush this guy back on a surgically repaired toe and have him play two games in 5 days. There's no way that's happening. I wasn't surprised to see that. Not surprised to see Flacco. I was a little surprised at how effective Flacco was at various points in the game. And he is a veteran. He's a cagey veteran, and he has thrown for a lot of yards recently in some of these games. I thought the Patriots defense would have something for him. I was a little alarmed by the Patriots defense. I was a little bit alarmed by their run defense. What a big, big part of their team identity that's been. And they did not look great. It was a iffy game there when it came to Chase Brown, 100-yard rusher. As a team, the Bengals averaged over 5 yards per rush. Flacco wasn't great. 19 for 37 with 183 yards, a touchdown, and a pick isn't going to set any records. But there were points in the game where he was efficient. And there was a point down the stretch of this game where I thought, oh, my God, Joe Flacco is going to be, we're about to get Flacco'd.
Oh, no.
It really seemed like there was going to be a Flacco-ing to remember. And it didn't happen. It didn't. It was close. You got right up in there, but no, it was fourth down, coming away with it. And that last pass to Gesicki, I mean, they certainly could have called that. I mean, they certainly could have. And that would have extended the drive. And who knows what would have happened after that. It still wouldn't have put them in the end zone, but it definitely would have extended the drive. I think there's times where teams get calls, times when they don't. I don't like complaining about the referees when I feel like the Patriots got screwed, so I'm not going to say that there was some big conspiracy when they have a call go their way or a non-call go their way. That's the way it is. Big deal. And also, Marcus Jones, I'm glad that didn't happen because that pick six changed the entire course of the game. Really, it did. It was a huge turnaround. The Bengals were effective early on in the game. The Patriots were not. Patriots offense was really struggling. Drake May could not throw it. I mean, it was about as bad as he looked in that first quarter. That was about as bad as he's looked. It, for a game that he was the starter for, that he was the scheduled starter, and they were putting him in, and not counting some of the ones from last year where he came on in relief. He looked better in those, to be honest with you. But that was about as tough of a quarter, I think, as he's had, just in terms of where the ball was going, just in terms of the way that the spiral on some of them. I mean, he really had some wobbly throws. And I'm watching it going, ooh, man, Cam Newton must really be in his head, huh? No, just kidding. We're not going to do any more of that. I would have loved to continue with that story, but that story's dead. I acknowledge it. Unless Newton comes back. I saw Newton was like 10 minutes late on the show today. Maybe Drake May's in Cam Newton's head now. I don't know.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not, Cam. You were 10 minutes late. You were 10 minutes late on the show today. They made you do like a whole, he had to do a whole walk of shame. Look it up. It's on the first take, or maybe it was awful announcing. It was on one of the, I saw it on the internet somewhere today. So maybe Cam's a little shook up. Or maybe there's just a lot of traffic in New York on the week of Thanksgiving. It could be that too. Anyways, back to the game. Another player I thought deserves a ton of credit for his performance is Hunter Henry. That was his career high in yards. And earlier this year, he had his career high in catches and career high in touchdowns, which I think he tied, obviously, with he had 8 receptions in that game against the Steelers. He had 2 touchdowns in this game. And in this game today or Sunday, he had his career high in receiving yards, which I don't know. I mean, Travis Kelce's having a very good year in Kansas City. The kid from Penn State on the Colts, Warren, is having a great year and is certainly going to be up for a lot of these Rookie of the Year awards. Could be Pro Bowl tight end as well. But Hunter Henry deserves to be in that conversation. He does. He's having that kind in the AFC. He's having that kind of season. I don't think we're talking like all pro or anything like that, but I think we are definitely talking Pro Bowl nod. Maybe. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how the season ends. But he's been very reliable, and he's a guy. We always talk about the effect that Josh McDaniels has on these young quarterbacks, and with Mac Jones and Drake May, so far it's undeniable. Absolutely undeniable that Josh McDaniels has a Midas touch when it comes to guys like that. But also, did you notice the difference in someone like Hunter Henry in the years when McDaniels was here as opposed to when he wasn't? Like, it just seems like you unlock him in a way that, I don't know, Matt Patricia couldn't really, or even Bill O'Brien. And I know O'Brien had a lot more chops than some of the other guys, but, you know, Van Pelt and these other guys. But I think that, you know, with O'Brien, that was just a tough situation to be in, period. His experience didn't really help. And in general, I would say a guy like Henry, who maybe in another, you know, in another team these last 4 years would have probably been on, you know, if he was on the Chiefs or if he was on the Chargers still, or if, you know, one of these teams with a really high-powered offense that have been putting up big yards and had, you know, really, really strong quarterback play, maybe his stats would be better. But you can definitely tell that there is a difference in his production, his ability, really, to be productive. And that's all, I think, a product of this offense and Josh McDaniel. And he was great. He really was. Henry's been, you know, numbers-wise, about better than Brock Bowers. Bowers was this big stud last year. There's only a couple of guys in the AFC that I'd say are really playing better than him at the tight end position. And that was a fantastic game for him yesterday. He was a big part of the reason why they won that game. Also, Borgalis, excellent. Oh, has he been excellent? He had a kick that I've never, it was moving in the air. Like I've never seen a kick dart around in the air like that before. It was really something. That field goal, it looked like it was headed towards being wide left. And then it cut back in, and I was just like, damn, that was pretty cool. You don't see that very often. He's been great. I have no notes for him. It was a tough start to the year, obviously. Since then, he's been tremendous. And as for Drake May, he shook off what was a very bad start, settled in, played well enough to win. However, despite it being well enough to win, if a couple of bounces don't go their way, then you could say he was the difference in the loss. Like, that's the type of game that he had. And, you know, it's not, again, you didn't lose, so you can't put it that way. But it was one of those games where if things didn't quite, if you didn't get a couple of bounces in your direction, then you would have been able to point at Drake May in that first quarter and other various points in the game and just be like, you know, we need a little more from the quarterback. And I think part of that is why, that and the injuries, which we'll get to here in the next segment. But part of that, I think, is why Mike Vrabel was a little bit more reserved, a little more restrained, I guess, in the post game. The injuries were a big part of it as well. It wasn't this big jubilant thing. You know, they did win the game, but you may have lost two guys on the left side of that line, including your starting left tackle. No one really knew what the status was yet. All we knew was what we saw, and that was Will Campbell with the towel over his head. They zoomed in on him with the towel there until he finally took it off. Looked like, you know, old Puffy under the towel there. And if you thought a season was over, then I certainly don't blame him for that. I mean, listen, that's devastating. That'd be a devastating thing for a rookie tackle. But I also think that when you look at the totality of what this offensive line has been this year, some of these guys aren't irreplaceable, I guess is the point. Like, you can, I think, get by and I think beat some of these teams even without the guys that you've had starting this year. I think that's not a crazy concept. I don't think it's crazy to consider that Vidarian Lowe could be the starting left tackle when you beat the Giants, or, you know, when you beat the Giants, I'm saying. Giants, boy. How about the Giants yesterday? Oh, my God. Jameis Winston catching that pass, backing into the end zone, and then immediately breaking into just a perfect dance routine with his teammates. Was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. It really was. Wandale Robinson had like 120 yards at the half. Like, they were unconscious in that game, and then they lost.
What's the greatest city in the world?
Oh my God, was that funny? It could be the Giants. Look at it that way. We'll get more into that. We'll get more into other things that happened around the NFL, including some news today, some firings, more firings from in New York with the Giants. Starter has been named in Cleveland. And much, much more. Also, we got your Vegas odds. Have they shifted at all? The Patriots now, the first 10-win team in the NFL. Have they moved up the board on the standings, or is that market still frozen? We'll tell you about it right after Joe Braverman here gets you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by BrotherGiftGuide.com. The Patriots are back home following their ninth straight victory in Cincinnati yesterday, 26-20. Was the final score, as Arkan just mentioned. They are 10-2. They sit with the best record currently in the AFC. It did come at a price, per Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Starting left tackle Will Campbell is believed to have suffered an MCL sprain. MRI results pending, excuse me. The injury isn't likely to be season-ending. Also starting left guard Jared Wilson was diagnosed with a high ankle sprain. He's considered to be week-to-week. Both guys are unlikely to play Monday night against the New York Giants, according to head coach Mike Vrabel. Some other news surrounding the NFL. Bucks quarterback Baker Mayfield suffered a low-grade sprain of his AC joint in his left shoulder. They haven't ruled him out, Tampa has, for next Sunday's matchup. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy was placed in concussion protocol after their loss to the Packers. The Browns are naming Shedeur Sanders as their starting quarterback one, despite Dylan Gabriel clearing concussion protocol. And the Raiders have fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly amidst his first season after yesterday's loss to Cleveland. Week 12 in the NFL wraps up tonight with the Panthers taking on the 49ers in San Francisco. You can listen to Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM beginning at 7 o'clock. Kickoff is at 8:15. And the Celtics and Bruins will both return to action on Wednesday. The Bees wrap up their road trip against the New York Islanders, and the Seas will host the Red Hot Pistons, who tonight enter with a 12-game winning streak. Ready to make holiday shopping easy? With the Brother Gift Guide, you find it, you wrap it, and done. From creative to practical, find all your gifts in one place. Make the holiday shine at brothergiftguide.com. That's brothergiftguide.com. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WBEI and WBEI.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Vrabel today talked about the fact that he doesn't think it's season ending. And I think if you look at the schedule, I wouldn't expect that either player would play a week from tonight against the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. But the Patriots have their bye in week 14 the week after. So I think at the very least you give these guys, they don't play Monday, they get the bye week off, and then you're reevaluating them in 2 weeks to see whether or not they can get back out there. It sounds like it's going to be a little bit longer on Will Campbell. We'll see how it all shakes out. Not a great day for the left side of the Patriots offensive line, but again, doesn't sound like it's long-term for either player.
Adam Schefter with news there that allowed Patriots Nation to breathe a big sigh of relief. It's Christian Arcand Show here at WEEI. We'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. Some texts I want to read as well. If you missed the game yesterday, both Jared Wilson and Will Campbell carted off the field. Campbell, in particular, it looked like it was a potentially season-ending type of injury. We find out today from Schefter, and there were some whispers about that ahead of time, that, in fact, neither one of them are expected to be season-ending, and you are likely to get them both back in time for even before the playoffs, which that's great news. And there's a chance here if the Patriots can hold on and continue to win games, even if they're not the prettiest, which, again, I just want to point out here, this is a great thing to be able to complain about. That win wasn't as good of a win as I would have liked against the bad defense. And by the way, it's not just a bad defense. The Bengals' defense is historically bad, and they were kind of eating you alive for, I don't know, three quarters of the game. Like, that is a troubling thing. It's a troubling thing to see. Watching the Patriots get stuffed on the goal line over and over again was troubling. It is. It is. I'm sorry. I'm not going to act like that didn't happen. I'm not going to act like that's not something that could potentially pop back up and be a problem. Now, that being said, there have been other things that I kept thinking might eventually become a problem, like allowing the team to score on the first drive every single week. And whether it's, you know, the Cleveland Browns or the New Orleans Saints or the Buffalo Bills, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it doesn't matter. They let them score, and then they beat them. Like, that's what happens. They score. They spot them a touchdown. They say, here you go. You guys, you can have 6 points. Kick the extra point. There you go. There's your 7 points, and now we're going to win. And they do, and they've done it 9 straight weeks, which is wild to think about. Eventually, you just get unlucky, right? Like, eventually, you keep doing that, and something's not going to go your way, but it just hasn't happened yet. This team has had some very good luck. They've definitely made a lot of their own luck as well. The run defense without Williams certainly struggled. And we'll get to a little bit more of that here in just a second. But as far as these injuries are concerned, that was, the O-line, I think, has been a little bit overrated this year, but those are two major losses. Even in the short term, those are tough losses for this team to have to field. And when I say that I think the offensive line has been a little bit overrated, I just mean compared to last year. Because last year's offensive line was so bad that when you see this year's offensive line and Drake May's getting sacked second most in the league, which aren't all the offensive line's fault either, by the way, but it's happening a lot. Way too much for people to just be going on and on about how great the offensive line is, you know? Like, the run game kind of sucks. Drake May gets sacked all the time. So what's so great about the offensive line? Like, they're better than last year. That's what's so great about them. And that's definitely a thing to celebrate, because last year, with that offensive line, the offense was essentially dysfunctional. You weren't seeing Jacoby Brissett out there setting any passing records. Like, he was running for his life every play. So was Drake May for the most part. This year, that's not been the case, but it doesn't mean that the offensive line has been great. They've been fine. I guess they've been fine. Either way, you lose your starting left tackle and your starting left guard, that's a problem. That's an issue. And Vidarian Lowe and Ben Brown were two guys that were, I think, a big part of the problem last year. Now, it went beyond just those two guys. It was a whole thing. I mean, there was no Morgan Moses. Bradbury wasn't here. There was other issues, and Brown had the play center for some of those games. You never really got anything out of Caden Wallace. Who was the other rookie last year at guard that they had?
Laden Robinson,
thank you. Like, he was out there a lot, and I remember there was like 2 weeks where he graded out really well on PFF, and everyone's like, well, there you go, you found your new guard, and then, like, he didn't very much right after that, and it was this whole thing. So, you know, that's kind of where I stand on all of that. That being said, I think that this team can still win games even with Vidarian Lowe, even with Ben Brown. Like, I don't think that that's out of the question. I really don't. Morgan Moses in that game yesterday was excellent, and he was fighting something. Norovirus, I don't know what it was, but there was clearly something going on with him. And I thought he really toughed that game out, especially when these kids all go down. These young kids, here's the old guy out there, and he's, you know, pressing through a what seemed like a gastric emergency. Either way, Will Campbell, I am very happy with that draft pick. I'm very happy with the way that he's played this year. I don't mean to say that I think the offensive line isn't good. They've been so much better than last year, it's not even funny. But there's still plenty of room for improvement. And I think that's kind of the point with this whole team, right? As great as this 10-2 record is, there's so much room for improvement all around. There's room for improvement with Drake May. There's room for improvement on the O-line. There's room for improvement with the running game. There's room for improvement on the defensive front, in the secondary, all up and down. I don't feel like anybody's really peaked yet. And for me to say that with Drake May and the stretch that he's on right now is, I think, kind of wild, because I really do believe it. I really believe that all of these aspects of the team, from the coaching on down to the kicker, well, maybe not the kicker. The kicker's been great. Borogalis, no notes. Everybody else, room for improvement. Really, there is. Everybody else has significant room to improve and get better. And while I think that's a very promising thing when you're 10-2, it's also a little worrying that a lot of these things aren't necessarily getting better on their own. It doesn't really seem like a lot of these things that they're problematic for them and have been an issue all year long have really started to improve all that much. And you feel like by week 12, you know, I know they got the bye coming up and that's going to help, but they had plenty of time to rest up and get ready for this game. They just played the third. They had 10 days. And, you know, it wasn't exactly going to Cincinnati against the worst defense in the league. It wasn't exactly the performance we were expecting. But a win's a win. And when you win a lot of games in a row in this league, no matter what your schedule is, you're a good team. And the Patriots are a good team. That's the type of win that a good team has. And they've essentially boxed the Buffalo Bills right out of this AFC East.
Pretty good.
Has that mattered in the Super Bowl odds? We'll get to that in a minute, but first let's go to the phones. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's lead things off here with our guy Jay in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jay.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, Potty Mouth has used up 7 weeks of expletives on that drive on the 1 yard line where they couldn't punch it in. And I was saying, Mike Vrabel, I'm sure you're hearing me, and thank God for Borregalis. But as I said before yesterday, there's no team in the league that doesn't have teeth. And no team is to be taken lightly, but the key with the Patriots, and you said yourself, there is room for improvement, but winning is addictive as hell, and they're doing it. But the key of the Patriots and even the Chicago Bears is motivation, and they've got it. I don't think they'll go too deeply into the playoffs, but I hope I'm wrong. I want to see them go all the way. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for checking in, buddy. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I'm kind of with Jay on that in terms of, you know, what we're seeing here doesn't have all the fixings that you see on a team ready to make a deep run, especially when you're a new team trying to break in and you have teams with some precedents, not going, you know, to the Super Bowl or anything, but the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, the Buffalo Bills, who have made it pretty far, Baltimore Ravens, teams who have tried to get there and haven't quite made it, but have still made it farther than you have anytime soon since, you know, 2018. It's the last time the Patriots got beyond the first round, right? 2019, they were out against Tennessee. 2021, they were out against Buffalo. They missed the playoffs the other years. So, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since they've won a playoff game. And that is, something that can work against you when it's your first time out there, your first time under the big, bright playoff lights. There's a lot of new guys on this team, a lot of young players on this team who don't have that experience. So we'll see if that ends up making a difference or not. The Super Bowl odds have not really moved all that much. Other teams have moved. The L.A. Rams now have the best odds for the Super Bowl, supplanting the Eagles. And they should have after the Eagles just took a dump on the field against the Cowboys there. The Rams now plus 430. The Eagles plus 650 at number two. The Colts are plus 1,000. The Chiefs also plus 1,000. And that's interesting since the Chiefs just beat the Colts, but didn't really affect them that much. Ravens plus 1,100 with their win over the Jets. Weird how a win over the Jets pumps up the Ravens and not the Patriots. Weird. The Seahawks plus 1,200. Lions plus 1,200. Broncos plus 1,300. Bills plus 1,300. Patriots plus 1,400. That was 10 teams that I, 9 that I read to you ahead of the Patriots. So the Patriots are again in the top 10, but number 10. Ahead of the Packers at plus 1,600, and then it drops down to like the Niners at plus 3,000, although that could change tonight if they beat up on the Carolina Panthers. Now, this is interesting. Patriots are 10th and behind several other AFC teams to win the Super Bowl, but however, to go to the Super Bowl and be the AFC champ winner, the Colts are plus 480 and the Patriots are plus 500. How the hell does that work? How the hell does that work? You're going to win the AFC championship game, but you have less of a chance of actually winning the Super Bowl than another team that wouldn't win the AFC championship? I don't get this. I don't get you wise guys. I don't understand what you're saying. The Colts at plus 480, Patriots plus 500, Broncos plus 500, Ravens 550, Chiefs 550, Bills 600. It doesn't make any sense. The MVP race essentially over. Matthew Stafford now minus 220, Drake May at plus 220, and I get that. That was not a MVP-type performance from Drake May. It was enough. It was enough to win. But like I said, if they did not win that game, if the tables had been turned, then Drake May's day exactly as it was would have been looked at as a reason why they lost. It would have been. And that's, you know, I mean, learning a lesson from a win as opposed to losing it from a loss, I guess, is the positive there. But also, as the season has gone on here, Drake May in the glory days are starting to, I don't want to say they're starting to fade away, but that was a team that I was expecting him to go out and put up some big numbers against. I think we all were. It's a bad defense. How's he going to look against the good defense? If that's what the worst defense in the league can do to him and can really disrupt him and go up the middle and come off the edge and you know, play very, very good man-to-man defense, you know, pinching guys over the middle, drawing penalties, all that stuff. I thought it was a surprising performance from the Patriots offense and from the Bengals defense.
He was the closest he's ever been to 300 yards.
It's true. He almost got there, but not quite. just a bit outside. It's Stafford at minus 220, May plus 220, Jonathan Taylor plus 2,000. So it is still a two-man race. Matthew Stafford's going to have to completely melt down here in the last couple of weeks in order for May, I think, to legitimately get back into it. But it's possible. Anything's possible.
Never tell me the odds.
Coach of the year, Mike Vrabel, the heavy favorite, minus 210. Shane Steichen, or as Gronk calls him, Shane Spikeman, plus 470. Ben Johnson, plus 900. Another win for the Bears there, but not convincing enough, I guess, over the Pittsburgh Steelers. McDonald in Seattle at plus 1,000. Sean McVay plus 2,000. I found that interesting. The Rams are pretty good, you know? The Rams are 9-2. They've had a bye, so you have more wins than them, but I think if you asked most NFL fans who's the best team in the league right now, the Patriots, the Broncos, or the Rams, most people would tell you the Rams. Most people would say it's the Rams. If you look at the power rankings around various national outlets, ESPN, CBS, Fox, and the like, you see the Rams up at the top. You don't see the Patriots. And that doesn't mean that they're right. I just think that that's the perception. And I think it's interesting that the team with the 9-2 record, one of the best records in the NFL, and maybe the MVP, their coach is 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth on the list at plus 2,000. Meanwhile, Vrabel's like a heavy, heavy favorite. And that's not even a shot at Mike Vrabel. It's just, why isn't McVay getting that kind of love? Is it because the team's too good? Is it because what? You know, like, you can't really, I don't know. Well, they have the MVP on the team. So does Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel's got the guy who's second in the voting. It's not like it's that far off. So why is that the way it is? That's an interesting one. And I think that if the Rams end up winning, what, like four more games, the 13-win team this year, then McVay's odds may go up. So buying opportunity potentially right there. But just thought that was interesting. Patriots 10th for the Super Bowl, 2nd for the AFC Championship. Drake May now a distant 2nd for MVP. Mike Vrabel in the driver's seat for Coach of the Year. That is what that game meant for all of those things. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's take a call here. David's in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good evening. Thank you for taking the call.
Got it.
So, I mean, I think it's fair to say that the reason they won that game wasn't because of Drake May. It was defense and, I think, other players. I mean, the way Drake May was playing in the beginning, you know, the same thing over and over again. I mean, and trust me, I want this guy to do really well. I want him in a Super Bowl. I really like him. But I think it'll be very fair for us to say that he is not the reason they won yesterday. Is he in the MVP conversation still? I guess he is. But, you know, when you go into the red zone and you can't score, that's a problem. That's a huge problem.
Sure.
And you can't do that in the playoffs when you get there. You can't.
No, David, you can't. You got to be able to punch it in there. You have to. If the run game's not doing it, handing off, Drake May's got to be able to do it. Either rushing the ball in himself or making the throw or faking out the right guy and getting the pass or whatever. I mean, it's got to be something. It's got to be something. You can't be the best QB in the league or be talked about as the best QB in the league when you get down to the 5-yard line and you can never get the ball in the end zone. It's just that's not, you know, it's not copacetic. And that's, I don't make the rules. I'm just saying it's very rare that you see that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, some news around the NFL, then we'll hand things off, to Monday Night Football.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. Coming up here before y'all, 6-7 months ago, I couldn't tell you I'd be here. That's how life is. Not everybody's not in the best situation, you know, but it's no excuse. You got to go out there and perform. Like, there's no choice, there's no question. Nobody cares if this was 1 week of prep. Who cares? You know, so a lot of people want to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen.
That was the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. The first starting quarterback to make his debut with Cleveland and win his debut game in 30 years, Shedeur Sanders. Who I watched a good chunk of that game. He was fine. He was fine. He had one throw in that game that was one of the best throws anyone's made all year. And I challenge you to defy me on that one. Drake May's had some great throws. One of the throws, and one of Shadur's touchdown throws, the one to, I don't know how to say this guy's name, S-Z-M-Y-T, Schmidt, Sismit, whatever his name is. I don't know. Or no, that was the kicker. The Dylan Sampson. Dylan Sampson's the guy who got the ball. Oh, no, he caught the touchdown. I'm talking about the one right before they ran it in. The second touchdown for Judkins. Right before that, there was a 52-yard pass to Isaiah Bond. That's who it was, to Bond. And it was beautiful. It was 3rd and 8. Shedeur got out loose on the right, threw a dart right in Bond's breadbasket. And he caught it and sort of went down and was right before the goal line, and then Judkins ran it in right after that. And that was about as good a throw as I've seen all year. He wasn't great. He didn't have a lot of other plays like that. The touchdown pass was basically a screen, and the guy took it to the house. But, you know, he was good enough for the Cleveland Browns. That's like a perfect passer rating, basically. And with the Cleveland Browns bell curve, that's one of the greatest debuts in the history of the franchise. Not even kidding. Like, that's right up there. After years and years of Johnny Football and Tim Couch and Brandon Whedon and all these guys that they've had in there, all these bums just bum out. Dylan Gabriel's another one this past year. All these guys, oh, my God, just never-ending cycle of bums. It's just, oh, man, it really, really breaks your heart, doesn't it? But, hey, Shadur, he's going to be the starter next week. Gabriel's cleared to play, and they're going with Shadur, just as I said they would. By the way, I said when they said he's going to be the starter by the end of the year. He's going to start for that team. He's going to get opportunities. I didn't know it would happen exactly the way that it happened, but you could tell it was probably going to happen. And there's a good chance that he goes out there and gets his ass kicked next week. I don't know. It's the Browns. They do kind of suck. But he wasn't bad. He was fine. He was better than I thought he'd be. That being said, some other pieces of news I want to read. First, I want to read a couple of text messages here from the 401. Texter says, Arcand, Drake May threw a touchdown on the goal line. Not his fault that it got called back. No, it's not his fault that it got called back, but that was the most obvious pick play in the history of football. I mean, come on. Even after they showed a replay after it happened, Mac Hollins just took out the guy. I mean, completely just erased him. And then afterwards, he's there laughing with the guys on the other team. He's laughing with the Bengals defensive backs. Like, yeah, I got you. Yeah, I did that. Like, that was 100%. You know what? I'm not even mad. Like, that was definitely a penalty. And it was. I mean, come on. And sure, maybe May could have made the throw anyway. Maybe he could have. I don't know. But I can tell you that Hunter Henry was wide the bleep open because there was an obvious, obvious pick play there. That's all. That said, some other things that happened just in the NFL. The Giants have fired their defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen. The Raiders fired their offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly, which, just real quick, he was the highest paid coordinator in the NFL and is getting fired before the end of his first season. I don't know who pushed for that. I don't know if that was a Tom Brady thing. I don't know if that was a Pete thing. I don't know if it was a Geno Smith thing. I really don't know. I have no idea. But I can tell you that so far the Tom Brady era as the owner of the Raiders is going pretty, pretty bad. Pretty bad. And, oh, Ari's just a minority owner. I know. You don't think he wields a little influence there? Wasn't he on hell? Wasn't he on, like, the headset? One of these games in the preseason or something? Am I imagining that? I kind of remember that. He's someone whose voice carries in that building. Let's not get it twisted here. And so far, it's going about as bad as it possibly can. Speaking of which, Joe Burrow going to be playing on Thursday when the Bengals take on the Ravens. Did not play against the Patriots. Can't help but wonder if he did, would that game have maybe gone differently? I'm not sure that it would have. His first game back, not sure that it would have. Certainly could have. I think Ja'Marr Chase not being there was a much bigger deal. But either way, a win's a win. And now, if you lost over the weekend, you can win it all back. Niners and the Carolina Panthers kicking off from San Francisco. That'll take you up and through the end of the night. I'm back tomorrow at 6 o'clock with a full 4-hour show. We'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now. Never-ending cycle of bums. Number two.
That's it.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.